JR 101.9 Discorder Radio on the air. Lots to cover today, including a recap of the Stanley Park 125 birthday celebrations featuring these guys, the Arkells, Michigan Left, on Discorder Radio. CITR, we're back on Discorder Radio. That was Hamilton, Ontario's The Arkells with Michigan Left, title track to their second studio album. And the reason we started off with that one is because they were wowing the crowd in Stanley Park on Sunday as part of the Celebrate Stanley Park 125, their 125th birthday. I was there along with my esteemed co-host,
DJ CJ. How's it going?
It's going great, man.
Yeah, nice. That was a wonderful day at Stanley Park. I was there, and I was also there when the matinee played. They opened with Shine On, You Crazy Diamond, cover of Pink Floyd, which is amazing. They blew my mind. Love the guys. Matt Rose is a great guitar player, and as he was after the entire thing at the Stanley Park Brewery Party.
Yes. Well, that was, so they had lots of great live music all over the main stage, including the Bell Game and... We Are the City, You Say Party, Del Barber, lots of great talent all weekend long. But then they had this little acoustic stage set up in the Stanley Park Brewery Zone. And this is something, while I was there, doing some research and drinking a beer or two in between, chatting with one of the guys in the brewery, and they were saying that this idea for Stanley Park's 125th birthday basically was conceived because of the brewery. They wanted to have some kind of big event to kind of, the brewery hasn't been around that long. And this about 4 years ago, they looked at some celebrations that are happening. And they saw that, looking ahead 4 years to August of 2013, it'll be the birthday, the 125th birthday. I thought, we got to plan a big party for this. So literally this event was 4 years in the making. And based on the success that we saw the weekend, it was phenomenal.
It was lovely. And there were tons of people there from all walks of life, you know, families and couples and people just want to get drunk and everybody.
But what was nice too is it wasn't too crazy.
Yes.
Like, especially considering, you know, a decade or so ago, the city had the whole no fun city label, and the old regime was discouraging these kind of parties. And since Vision Vancouver's taken over about 4 or 5 years ago, they've definitely ramped up the open-mindedness to these kind of festivals in the park. And based on Saturday and Sunday, it was just an amazing success to be able to kind of rock up and just have a chill atmosphere. It was no hassles getting into the beer garden. Great live music on stage, and it was all for free. It was like one of those moments, and I actually just landed from Toronto on Saturday afternoon, so I was feeling so proud of my city, Vancouver, for hosting such an awesome, fun, free, fun for the whole family event. Go Vancouver, go!
Absolutely, and a shout out to those folks who made the butter chicken poutine.
I didn't get to try
it. Sorry, I just had to say that.
Yeah. Better shout out if you actually knew who they were and you could give them a proper shout out.
Casa something.
Okay. That was this past weekend. It was great. Moving ahead to this weekend, the last, the last weekend of summer, the summer season ends as of Labor Day. And lots is happening this weekend, including the Victory Square party, the annual party that we're going to be doing a live broadcast from CITR Wilf 2 until 9 p.m. on Sunday, as well as Saturday is Sunfest, which we're going to actually talk to one of the organizers who's waiting in the wings patiently. We're going to interview with Porter in just a moment. But let's right now play some New Sensei. They are the band, one of the headliners on Saturday night at Sunfest. We're going to play Swim from New Sensei. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. We'll come back and we're going to talk Sunfest right here on Discord Radio. New Sensei and Discorder Radio. There's a bit of a jam out here.
We are mine.
And in its entirety, that's Swim by New Sensei. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. We're talking Sunfest. It's happening this weekend, and we are pleased to be joined by Porter.
Yes.
How's it going, man?
Good, man. Thanks
nice. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for coming to join us here in live in studio. We actually don't do too many of these. So thanks for for taking the time to come on down.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice. So for those not in the know, what is Sunfest?
Well, Sunfest is an all-day-long music festival with an emphasis on local garage rock music, and it's running all day from 11:30 to late on Saturday evening.
This coming Saturday?
This coming Saturday.
Where's the venue?
It's at the Polish Community Center, which is 4015 Fraser Street. Cross street is King Edward.
Nice. Yeah. All right, Fraser and King Ed, going to be punk rock happening all Saturday long.
All day.
It's called Sunfest. Is it an indoor venue?
There is one outdoor stage, and then there's two indoor stages. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious where the name Sunfest came from, especially if most of it's indoors.
A friend of mine and I were actually starting on planning a production company called Sun Productions, and a Sunshine Club was the name of the venue that we wanted to start up. So Sunfest came naturally, and
nice.
It's a summer festival, so...
Cool, cool. So tell us about the history of this festival.
Well, this is the first year we're doing this, obviously.
So it's a very detailed history then.
Yeah, so there's not too much depth to that, but yeah.
Well, how did the idea first get conceived? Like, take me back to kind of like the planning stages.
Well, I started in May. I wanted to get a small show together with about five or six bands, and then I started asking more bands, and other bands wanted to jump on board, so it kind of started to develop itself, and then just kind of came together to be
awesome.
Pretty big events.
Because you're a musician yourself, correct?
Yes, yeah. I'm in Playing in Softays, which is also playing the event. Yeah, and so I promote and play local shows too, so yeah.
Nice. And when are you guys taking the stage on the weekend?
3:30 p.m.
Yep, and yep. You said three stages.
Three stages.
So what stage are you guys on?
We're in the basement stage. There's the main hall, the basement, and then the outdoor stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are in the basement stage.
Basement stage.
All right. So for those listening, make sure you're there 3:30. Actually, 3:15. You know, give yourself a buffer zone.
Yeah.
At least 3:25 to check out Porter and Softays. Who are some of the supporters of this festival?
It's basically all independently like funded.
Yeah.
So we're paying for the hall and liquor and doing all the licensing independently. And then we have some sponsors on board helping with advertising. Beetroot did some advertising for us. And yeah. That's basically all the advertising we're getting.
Well, it sounds like a great DIY festival, so it makes it even more, just to get more verification for the fact that it's $20, but you get, I mean, dozens of great local acts.
30 bands.
30 bands. Yeah. And but obviously the $20 goes to a great cause because you guys have put all the money up front, it sounds
exactly.
like.
Exactly, and the idea was initially to open up a local art space, but right now we're just concerned with paying all the bands, obviously, and breaking even, so... Yeah.
Cool. And do you have like a personal favorite or something you're most excited about this weekend?
There's not a band I'm not excited to see. They're all great bands, but I think Dead Soft is an amazing live band that should receive some more recognition. Johnny DeCourcy is always great. War Baby is a great band, and the list goes on. Obviously, New Sensei is great too. So, yeah.
Nice. And any other final words for people that are on the fence about this festival?
It's $20. It's cheap to see 30 bands. Good introduction to the local scene. We have lots of talent in Vancouver, and I think everyone should check it out.
Love it. Speaking of checking out local talent, let's hear Johnny DeCourcy, you just mentioned a moment ago. This is Andrea's song. Thanks for coming in today, Porter.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And hopefully we see you guys this weekend at Sunfest. Johnny DeCourcy, Discord Radio, Andrea's song, CITR 101.9.
I adore you, and I can't ignore you. head to toe. And when you speak, I listen to the words softly slow. There's one thing that you taught me, there's one that'll never go. It's not the toys you die with, but the people that you know. And I got to know.
Johnny DeCourcy, Andrea Song on Discord Radio, 101.9 CITR. He will be playing, along with 29 other bands this Saturday afternoon at the first annual Sunfest at the Polish Community Center, Fraser and King Ed. Johnny DeCourcy, by the way, will be at the outdoor stage at 6 p.m. on Saturday. We're going to play CJ. We got a lot of things on the go. We got Laurel in studio. We're going to talk to you in a moment, Laurel, because okay. it's your last. The tears already starting to flow. It's going to be her last moments with us here on Discord or Radio. But we want to play one more tune. We've got a couple options that we could play. I think we should first off mention that the Victory Square thing is happening.
Yes.
So this is the 9th annual Victory Square party. It takes place every Sunday before Labor Day. CITR is the main sponsor. We're going to be a live broadcast from 2 to 9. We got lots of great acts, including the Courtneys and Jay Arner and Slam Dunk and Slow Learners, Cascadia, Young Brazed, and the V-Vector Ensemble. And it all happens at Victory Square, corner of Hastings and Canby, this Sunday. So, and if we have time to play some Courtneys, we will. But I think we also have a request from some fans. CJ, I think you should tee this one up.
So, as you know, we started a Discorder Radio email ID, discorderradio@citr.ca, and we've been getting mail. Cha-ching, ding, 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 ding. And one of our fans, the band called Kubla Khan.
One of our fans.
Hey, yo, I'm pretty sure there's more than one fan out there. One of them is my mom, so I know there's more than one. Kubla Khan is a band that sent an email out to us. They've got an album coming out later in the winter, and they'd like us to play a single off their debut album.
So just like that, if you're a fan of Discorder, all you can do is email us, and what do you know? We might even just play your song on the radio like we're going to do right now.
All right, so this is C'est la vie by Kubla Khan. Up next, an interview with Laurel Barman.
Walk out.
We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Kubla Khan there. Thanks for the email, guys. And we look forward to getting more emails from more of our fans.
Absolutely.
Keep them coming. Speaking of fans, we are big fans of the lady who's in studio with us right now. Not only because she's done incredible work for us over the past 18 months, but because, well, this is her probably the last time sitting in studio as the sitting editor of Discorder magazine. Laura Borman, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, hello. Hi, guys.
Wow. So, 18 months.
Yeah.
You're taking off for greener pastures.
Yeah.
Are you taking off for greener pastures?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. They're like...
The greener pastures of East Van.
Yeah.
The greener pastures of East Van. Mic up.
Yeah, just it's moving on time.
Yep. Are you allowed to share what you're up to, or is it still a top secret?
I don't really have.
What is this, the NSA? Yeah,
exactly. It's so anticlimactic. Actually, you know, there's just not really much music to cover in Vancouver anymore.
Not much music.
You know, transit's getting really strict now, so getting up to UBC is like, I don't really want to pay for things anymore. It's,
what if we pitched in a few extra dollars for your bus? That changed things around?
No. No, honestly, it's I'm just sort of... Discorder is a training ground for everybody involved, and I think that it's been just that for me, and it's been that and more, but it's time for me to, I guess, focus on some of my own personal projects. Honestly, I'm just moving on to focusing on one job. Most people don't know that everybody that works here works like a billion other jobs at the same time. So I've been working between like one and three or four other jobs the whole time I've been working at Discorder. I know it's so anticlimactic, hey? It's just like, oh, that's not very rock and roll, is it? But anyways.
No, but you go through your ups and downs, right?
Like, yeah. So I work another editing / design job, and I'm just going to stick with that for a little bit. And push on forward with some other stuff probably in a couple months from now. I'm taking some time off.
Wow, taking some vacation. You deserve it.
Yeah, you need
it. I'm going to go and get some more sleep.
Where are you going? You're taking a staycation in Vancouver.
Well, I'm on like wedding season right now, so I've got I've been to three weddings so far. I've got three more to go. Heading out to Ontario for a few weeks in October. Maybe some exotic trips out to East Vancouver. Here it's really nice down there.
Very nice.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Okay, so that's the look ahead. Now, how about the look back? We were talking about ups and downs. There's been lots of ups. We don't even have to mention the downs because, in my opinion, it's been mostly just ups.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about, you've been here about 18 months.
Yeah.
What has been some of your, and we've seen some great successes. You know, the Discorder Radio went from being a half-hour show that was barely listened to every second week, and now it's every single week and tons of fans based on our emails, obviously, with lots of social media presence. and as well, the Discorder monthly launch parties, which we're looking forward to another one happening in October.
Absolutely.
So these were all things that sort of happened under your reign.
Yeah.
So those are some great successes. But how about from a personal standpoint, when you look back on the last 18 months?
Oh, man. Let's see. I think some of the things that stand out are just like the funny things that we've pulled off in retrospect. Like one of my favorite issues was the Jan Sember one last year, where we had this assembly of, it was like the best of, where we had as many people from the past year of issues from the bands and artists and everything. I think there was about 17 or 18 of them, and we organized actually a lot of people involved in this. Everybody rallied together to join forces in my living room of my roommate and I's apartment, and everybody was adorned in like cheesy Christmas gear that Emily, my roommate, managed to rally together from this vintage place community down in Gastown. And man, it was just like a who's who of Vancouver musicians in my living room getting drunk in the daytime for the cover of the issue. It was just hilarious.
It's only six months old that cover, and it's already become one of the most iconic covers in Discorder's 30-year history.
Yeah.
So congrats again for pulling that one off.
Thanks. That was really fun.
We got to wrap it up, Laurel, unfortunately, because we got the city coming up in a moment. But we wanted to dedicate this one to you. Said the Whale, one of my favorite Vancouver songs, to one of my favorite Vancouver people, Big Wave Goodbye. We're going to miss you, Laurel.
Oh, thank you, guys. We're going to miss you. Miss you, too.
Best of love and luck in the future. Laurel B., a legend in her own time. And you're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Okay, love you, bye.
And then 10 months on the water, away in the big wave. Now I'm waving a kiss to Vancouver. All of the months I'm wondering why I'm just not good enough. Over the years and under the rug, things will get heavy. And only a few days after, and already you're drawing a fine line. And now I'm waving goodbye to my city. From afar, oh, the way we are, the way we're meant to be. It's a different city now. Oh, it's a different city.